What do you do when your nigga ain't right? I'm talking about if you have a friend that you have reconnected with that you know, not just a person that you've met in passing, fundamentally does some things that you do not believe in. I'm talking about not just some passive stuff of, man, I don't like ketchup on my sandwiches. I like mustard instead, or I like mayo. Or I'm even talking about I hate to travel because, you know, my home base is safe and I love to travel. I ain't talking about, you know, no topical stuff like that. I'm talking about some fundamental difference as you carry yourself as a person and as you carry yourself for me as a man. Do you leave it be? Do you continue to function as if everything is all good? Do you continue to enjoy the pieces and portions of the person that you love? Do you continue to make sure those things are amplified? Or do you call it out? Do you try to slow drip and influence just little by little of what your thoughts and views and opinions or even others are, contrary to what they are doing? Do you just go all out rogue and all in and, you know, say, man, this is not going to work. Can't be friends, can't operate with you like this, man, and here's the reason why? Or do you just fall back and say nothing? I think many times we are all faced with these types of dilemmas, and it's interesting, depending on who it is, what it is. I think these things get handled differently. I don't know of too many people that always handles everything the same, or if they do handle it the same, is it because it's the easiest thing to do? Well, I find myself in that dilemma, and I have just been contemplating on how to approach it, what to do, because action has to be done. You know, you go to a show, like a theater or something, and you see the onstage production. Dope. All of a sudden, in between scenes, you catch a glimpse behind that curtain, and you're like, wait a minute, are you playing both roles? Or you just see some things that just spoil the show for you. The show is not as rich. The show is not as enjoyable. The show is not as engaging. And quite frankly, this show has changed. That's what this is. You know things about your friends, and most times, it's the things that they want you to know about them. Ugliness and truth, man, is very hard. And people know it. People know when something ain't right, when they ain't right. So now they're gonna share that. It's just very tough to share ugly things that people know they either are not right, or quite frankly, not ready to confront or know how to confront. So, as I said, it's uncomfortable. But I think about life. Life is uncomfortable if you allow it to be. If you allow yourself to be in complete truth in all things, not in some things, life is so freeing. However, when you're able to operate in different pockets and segments in your life, some complete truth and others in complete darkness, man, things are not always right. You won't maneuver. You won't operate. You won't talk, act the same in all scenarios and situations. And that just can't be. It just can't be. So, you know, it's something. I tell you too, what this has revealed to me is childhood learned behavior, unspoken truths, unspoken just words. Like, how deep penetrating they can be. You know, they say that no action is an action. Like, no words is words. You know, many times, no words becomes affirmation. And do you want affirmation for certain things? No. You want people to see them and do the opposite. But if you never talk about that, talk through that, what I see is way more powerful than what you say. So if you don't say anything to me, and then all I see is the things that I should not do, or may not be the most healthy for me and my relationship, and as I continue to grow, most likely, what will I do? It doesn't happen 100% of the time, but it happens most of the time, which is sad, and it happens too often in the Black community. So like I started this off, it really does suck that I'm in a place right now that I believe I'm going to have to leave someone alone for the benefit of them. And I don't even know if they truly understand the depth of what needs to happen. So again, when you have a friend or a person that you know that is doing something completely contradictive to what you believe in or how you function and operate, what do you do? What do you do? Sounds good, sounds easy. Many times when we can give an opinion, when you're in that space, how do you operate and function and move? So, this is a little short blurb I had this morning as I'm thinking through some stuff as well. So, I'll be back.